Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So let me finish telling this story about the 1998 gubernatorial race in Minnesota. Skip Humphrey, a Humphrey in Minnesota. What could go wrong? Norm Coleman, Republican U.S. Senator once upon a time. And then Jesse the Body Ventura. And Ventura wins with 37% of the vote to Norm Coleman's 34% and Skip Humphrey's 28%. And when he was a candidate, Jesse came on my radio show in Chicago. And we talked to him over the phone, and he was saying things like, oh, the government's bad, and we got to do this stuff, and blah, 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 blah. And I thought, okay, that's what you say, and it's kind of cartoonish. And the phone lines lit up. And he won in Minnesota and was the governor for 4 years, didn't want to run for re-election, and hated almost every one of his 4 years. I don't know if he was remembered as a good governor, but he was remembered as a governor of Minnesota. Eric Mankow Muller is in our studio now. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to see you. Good to hear you. I've been listening. I look at you as a white-hatted competitor, I guess, back in the day. And now, yeah. And Surratt's a buddy for 30 years, so it's really cool to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you in the studio.
Yeah.
What do you make of the analogy? I wonder if you're our Jesse Ventura.
No, I hope not, because I call him Jesse the Anus now. He's lost his mind. He is down in Mexico. I don't know if you've seen any of his videos.
No.
He loves the illegal drugs and the hallucinogens, and he's kind of living a hippie surfer lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's not what I want for my golden years. Yes, look, I think Schwarzenegger and Trump and all these things, sure, they're outsiders. And I think it's time for an outsider. I think what we have here, John, is we have the same party. There are no Republicans, really. It's an extension. It's like when you see the Globetrotters play the Generals. That's the Republicans' role here. They're the fall guy. And the script is Pritzker by double digits, and I want to flip the script. I don't know if it's going to be possible. I do think the fix is in, but I'm very serious about this.
You're not going to run as a Republican. You want to run as an independent.
Well, I spoke with Representative Darren Bailey today and a few others.
You did?
And yeah. And they said, why not Republican? And I went to them, and they said, look, you have high name recognition. Oberweis has given us millions. The impression I got was it was pay to play, and that's why you have billionaires in there.
Well, Griffin said that he'll give as much money as is needed to a Republican who can beat JB, not to anybody, but to the Republican. It could be none of them. I wouldn't give it to Bailey.
Well, the guy he's running is a Democrat, has voted in Democratic primaries for the last three times.
Yeah, he wouldn't say that, but I get your point. But, I mean, you're going to run. Are you going to run as a Republican, or do you want to run as a Republican?
No, I want to be an independent. I'm none of the above. And I, you know what? I bet you are, too.
I think most people in Illinois would say, I'll vote for the best person, and I'm not a Republican or Democrat. Or put it this way, I'm upset with the way the Democrats have been running the state.
Yeah.
But Democrats continue to run the state. So while a lot of us are saying we're not happy with Democrats, you're right. Republicans are sort of invisible or powerless in the state of Illinois. So maybe you should run as a Republican. I don't know.
Again, I think the fix is in, brother. I think it's, like I said on News Nation last night, I think it's like being the Brooklyn Brawler coming out against Hulk Hogan. They know who's going to win. And
well, do you think that this time? Do you think that you can beat a J.B. Pritzker?
Look, he's a billionaire. He's got a lot of money. The other guy, Griffin, is talking $250 to $350 million.
Yeah.
You talk about talking to Jesse. You've been doing this a long time. Brother, I did it a long time. And they all came through my studio, and they all lied. Most of them. Few good ones. And I thought, I want to do something. I'm sick of talking about it.
So I get that.
Yeah.
Here, I think, is the hard part.
Like,
what you're expressing is the frustration we all have with the way Illinois is run.
Yes.
I'll vote for somebody who can fix it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I need to vote for somebody who's as mad as I am about it. Anybody could run. So what do you do to make Illinois safer and more profitable, less in debt, and a better state to be?
Do you know what I always say about you?
I don't know.
Yeah, great interviewer. And well, I think you're doing a great job. It's a great question. It's a fair question. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. That isn't me. You've been here, and Surratt and other people like us, and we have been able to talk to the best of the best in every industry. I know the best of the best. I don't think I can do it alone. But I can fix this economy. We can balance our budget.
How can you fix the economy? How can you balance the budget?
Look at what's around you from this catbird seat. Look at these. How many windows would you say we could see right now? How many windows can we look into?
5,000.
Okay. Each one of those people, and maybe there's families and multiple people living, and each one of these lights we see here in this beautiful city, which should be a destination, it's not right now. People are afraid to come here. We can talk more about that. But they're paying what you and I pay. John, think of what you pay. My taxes were $45,000 a year on my house out in Wilmette. Had to hire a lawyer every time to get them lowered. You've probably done it too. What a scam that is. There's enough money. There's enough money for this place to be incredible and get rid of the toll booths and get rid of the red light cameras and get rid of all the gotcha stuff that they do to us. So you say you would vote for a guy that can fix it. I want to know how. I just got to tell you, I'm so excited to know you're going to vote for me.
Eric Mankow Mueller is in our studio. And I guess on the ballot, you can't be Mankow, but you can use your nickname.
Yeah, I can. I found that out last night. Yeah.
You were on with Leland, and I thought you should know the answer to this.
You know, right? And I don't know if I should know nicknames. I don't know ballot nickname stuff.
Well, but if it says Eric Mueller on the ballot, I don't know that you're going to get the name recognition.
Yeah, I never liked that name. I never liked that name, by the way.
E-R-I-C-H.
Yes, Erich Mueller.
What's up with that? Is that German?
What is that? Is it German? Are you kidding? Is the Volkswagen?
So you want to go by Eric Mankow Mueller on the ballot, and that would be allowed. Here's your wiki, by the way. Is an American radio and television personality, actor, and former child model. Considered a shock jock, his career has been well known for controversy and clashes with the Federal Communications Commission. Hosted a Chicago-based syndicated radio show and co-starred with his brother Mark in the reality TV series God, Guns, and Automobiles, which aired on the History Channel. He worked as a model and child actor, appearing in regional print and television commercials, as well as Kansas City theater productions. Among his print modeling work were ads for Lee Jeans and Walmart. Nice.
Yeah, well, that's something people don't know. I was the I don't know how to say this. I was the buttocks of Lee Jeans. So when you saw Lee Jean ads on TV or in stores or in print ads for years, around the world.
Yeah.
That was my backside.
I'm this close to asking you to turn around, but we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, no. Well, a few years are on me and a few pounds. So, and COVID has hit me.
One last just fun fact about Eric,
yes.
It says here.
He
appeared in over 100 stage performances as a youth, with one notable long-running role of Billy Ray Jr. in the play on Golden Pond. And during one of the performances of the play, famous actor Henry Fonda was in the audience and would go on to play the lead character of Norman in the film version.
It's like everything on Wiki. It's mostly right. I did meet Henry Fonda. He did give me a hat, one of his famous fishing hats, the great actor Henry Fonda.
Nice.
And I would drive around Suicide Falls, Missouri, with a pipe, that hat, in my yellow 72 Ford Maverick. I'm telling you, I was eccentric. It was the longest running show in history in that town. And then the movie became On Golden Pond, and the rest is history.
So let's talk a little bit about what it would be like if you had been governor of Illinois for the last few years, because I'm trying to think of what it is that a governor does that, in fact, improves the lot of lives in a state like Illinois. And in the last couple of years, it's been that person is the governor of our health care.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what you would have suggested we do for the last 2 years with COVID-19, what you would do going forward with that, what your thoughts are about crime.
And
you talked a little bit about business as well. That's Eric. I keep calling you Eric Mueller because
you just call me whatever you want to call me.
It would appear as Eric Mankow Mueller as an independent candidate on the ballot. Do you have the signatures? You have to have so many signatures.
I'm not allowed to yet.
This is another thing for you to look into.
No, I'm all set. This I'm aware of, and this I'm all set to do.
How many do you need?
Well, you can't. You're not even supposed to start or talk about starting yet by law. So I have the mechanism in place to do it.
That was my question. So you do have people that will go out door to door?
It's actually more advanced than that now, but yes.
Will you commit your own personal dollars to your campaign?
You know, brother, I worked in radio.
you had and probably have a lot of money. I heard what your property taxes are.
And that's another thing. I mean, you know, I'd like to retire someday, but with these taxes in that house, my dream house, I can't.
All right, we'll pause. It's 11:27.
I want to cut those. That's what I want to do. I want to cut those taxes.
Eric Mankow Mueller, Mankow, the shock jock from Chicago, wants. What? Why do you say that?
Well, you have to say it. I understand.
What do you want me to say?
But shock. Why? I don't understand it.
You don't like that? The fact that you would be called the shock jock?
You know, why? Because I'm a white Christian guy. Look, people are going to. I never thought of what I said as shocking. It was said in jest. I had humor.
It could still be shocking and be those things.
Okay. Well, I never thought of myself as shocking.
I won't talk you out of it. I didn't mean it as an insult.
No,
either.
Not at all. Listen, brother, my skin is thick. So I've been called worse. I'm just.
Well, here's what our listeners are calling you. 630, he's just another Trumplican. Your response to that?
Well, it's ridiculous.
Hey, John Williams says 708. I would vote I always vote Democrat, but I would definitely vote for Mankow over Pritzker, says Dave on the South Side. 847 says Mankow is the pit bull of righteousness. Ooh, there's your bumper sticker. He will dig in and solve these issues. Eric, you've got my vote, says 847. Not a lot of really mean or nasty things yet, but I'm sure they'll come in.
look, anything you say, anything you do, right? People are going to get upset about. I got a complaint once because I said manhole cover. That was sexist. I called a ventriloquist dummy a dummy, and it insults the art form. And I'm sure you've gotten these crazy things. So, look, it doesn't matter what you do. People are going to be upset. And I'm okay with that. And, you know, this is America, and I love that.
847 says, does your guest believe vaccines are necessary to mitigate COVID? So let's actually talk about this. You and I aren't experts in this, although we've all become experts in this. But if you were governor, you would have been the governor of the health care of Illinois for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And who knows what will happen by the end of the year. The next governor's going to have to manage this still. So what would you do about it?
Well, let me start with, you were talking about a place where people could get help if they were alcoholics. I lost my best friend to alcohol. COVID didn't help. I don't use my family, and I've never used my family as props for my show. They're just off limits. But I will tell you that COVID has had a really, I don't want to use my wife and kids, but it's been very tough on us. Look, we're not Amish. We're not. I don't know anything about homeschooling, nor does my wife. I think these lockdowns have been devastating. We hear a lot about the black and brown, black and brown people. Lori Lightfoot was a friend of mine. I had her on the show a lot.
Yeah,
and
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, and now, of course, she wouldn't talk to me or any other white reporter, which is, what's the word?
She did that for one day, but she doesn't come on local
what's the
media.
What's the word for that? Oh, yeah, that's racism. And this race baiting and this race hate, look, if you care about, let me finish. I know you're getting upset here.
No, I'm not getting upset, but this is a question about COVID.
And this is the answer. This is the answer. These kids that have nothing, their one meal is the school lunch. What do you think this has done for them to lose? I'll tell you what, they're not going to school and they're not Zoom learning. It's been devastating. 2 or 3 years, you take 2 or 3 years worth of learning from a 7-year-old or you've destroyed that child. These mandates, these lockdowns, I have a business, brother. Did you know that? Did you know I have a restaurant called Marquesa?
No.
One of the finest restaurants in Chicago. Within 3 minutes, not 5 minutes, not 10, of the latest mandates, the latest rules, I lost $15,000 immediately. This is killing small business. It's hurting children.
COVID is, or the mandates are?
The mandates are.
Okay, so you
600%, would have kept... 600% increase in eating disorders for children. This is messing with the mental health of America.
So you would have been more liberal about the opening of businesses. What would you have done with the schools?
I would have kept them open.
Keep the kids in schools?
Yes, right, absolutely. And I would have, if we're going to get into the numbers and all that, we can. I think the risk to children was minuscule. Maybe that's not the right word, but small. I think them sitting at home and losing years of their lives. And, you know, in the meantime, we have teachers that don't want to go to work. But, boy, they always have time to I was out at some of the protests. I covered them for another radio station. And they're cursing and yelling, and they're with their bullhorns. And they have time for everything, but it's you know, they always need a raise. But they don't have time to teach. That's why
you're talking about the teachers.
Yeah, that's why when, and this is another subject, but when I'm governor, we're going to have school choice. And I'm sure you would back me on that.
Where are you on masks? Were you are you a mask person?
I'm not. No.
You don't wear them in public places? In stores? You don't wear a mask in a store?
When I came in here, I had a mask on.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have gotten in here if you didn't.
Okay. But
what
I don't
about
have
when you go to Target or a store?
A guy comes to me and goes, "What do you know about the mandates?" I said, "Well, I don't date men. I don't know about the mandates." I kind of chuckled. He said, "You have to put a mask on." I said, "Okay." I out of respect will do it. I think having a piece of paper over your face is it's a muzzle. I think it's humiliating.
What about vaccinations?
I think it's your choice, and
have
if it works, if it, you know, I don't want to discuss my private medical. This is very interesting that people think they have a right to know anyone's private medical history. I don't wish to discuss that.
Well, you
that's
know,
my
I don't
business.
Care about your private medical history.
I think
but
you
I,
do.
I
think
about,
you do, John.
I care about mine. I care about mine.
Are you vaccinated?
Yeah, I am.
Then you shouldn't worry about me.
I should. I can still get the COVID-19 from you, though.
But nothing will
vaccinated.
Happen. It's magical. Nothing will happen.
Okay. So then,
John, I mean, do you think this vaccine has worked out the way they promised? You can roll the, you know.
Yeah,
all the,
I do. It's yeah. about 90%+ effective. It's better than any vaccine we've ever been introduced to in our lives. Do you think that we should have a vaccine card then to go into a restaurant or bar?
Okay, let me make clear what I said about vaccines, just so you understand. Yeah. I think it's personal choice.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not, but okay.
No, I know it's not, but it should be.
Yeah.
If someone has just had COVID and their immunity is up, there's no reason for them to get a shot.
Say that again. Say that again.
I think if your immunity...
If you've had COVID, you don't need to get a shot.
If you've just had COVID, it's nonsense.
What if you haven't had COVID?
It's your decision.
To go about.
I don't like the government forcing anything in me or you.
So
I'm about freedom. Yes.
In the midst of Omicron,
yeah.
You want to be governor. This will be part of your campaign.
I got you. And how many people has this killed?
I'm wondering if that will help you or hurt you, if people will embrace that or say, wait a minute, that's crazy.
But John, this is where, look, I take it you're a liberal.
I don't know what I am.
Okay. You don't want to say it on the radio. I get it.
I've let the audience judge. I disappoint people on both sides. It's my call.
I this idea that, if he doesn't like vaccines and I'm done, this is what I want to change. I notice this happening, by the way, during my career.
What's that?
Well, we used to all hang out. We used to be friends. Okay, you're Republican, you're a Democrat, you're left, you're right, blue pill, red pill, whatever. This idea that, you must, if you're not vaccinated, then, or if you, I'm not one side or the other. What did I say? Your choice. You can't get more American than that.
A little while ago, you talked about the crime in Chicago. What are your thoughts as governor you would do to stem that?
Well, what I would like is John Catanzara to be the mayor.
that's perfect.
Well, no, but brother, I'm at every police function. I'm at a lot of memorials,
at. What's your take of John Catanzara?
I think he's a
Fraternal Order of Police president.
Yeah. I think the cops went for many years without anything. Without anybody believing in them, being sold out, no contract. Boy, we care a lot about the teachers, but we do not care about the cops in this city. They've been treated horribly. And
they got a good contract now. The contract they signed is pretty good for them. But never mind.
And who is that?
I'm sorry. Oh,
that's
maybe
John.
Maybe Catanzara got it for him.
So look, I'm a defend, not defund the cops. Would you agree with me on this, that defunding the cops was a disaster? It doesn't work.
Nobody ever said that the police wouldn't be funded. I think that was
Michigan Avenue. Michigan Avenue. Look at what's going on there. Right here. We can see it.
I think the mistake they made was calling it that. Defund the police. The police are still funded.
What would you have called it?
I would have called it reallocate the funds, but it doesn't. No, because actually
George Orwell would love you.
What happened on Michigan Avenue is a blight, and the city is still dealing with it. And I don't know that we'll ever recover from the 2 weeks we had of violence.
I was told, I was ordered, and please don't mention the names. You know them, but I was ordered by folks. That's why I'm standing here with you now, running for governor, is to say that it's righteous, that it was righteous. I saw people defecating in stores, burning buildings, looting businesses, stealing from hardworking people. How is that righteous? What madness is this?
So
1,000 murders last year. 1,000 murders.
What do you do? What do you do about it?
You let the cops do their job.
Yeah.
That's what's changed.
And does the governor have, you can have a bully pulpit, but what power does the governor have to police Chicago?
You know, I keep hearing this. I didn't know the governor had a right to put me under house arrest. The lockdowns. The lockdowns. I didn't know a governor had a right to close my business.
Well, the crime on the streets in Chicago.
I understand. You're saying, does the governor have power? Of course.
Can he do something about it?
Yes, of course.
And what does he do? How would you make Chicago safer?
I would, look, all the stealing, all the carjacking that's going on, the numbers are, well, you report them every day.
I think, what was the number I saw the other day? Yeah, it's high.
It's look, do you have any children?
Sure.
Would you take your little kid, when they were 10 years old, would you want them walking around the city right now?
Right now, not alone, not without me, but I would bring them into the city.
This is a destination. This is the jewel of Lake Michigan. I talk to people around the world, brother, and they look at this as a, I'm sorry I call you brother, we're radio brothers, I guess, maybe Cain and Abel by the end of the interview. I don't know. But you know, this is a destination, and now no one wants to come here. So would you do more of the same? I understand you have to challenge me. This is your show. But do you want more of the same? I would support the cops. I would let them do their job, and I would pay them for it.
I'm not challenging you. Yeah. I said I'd vote for you if you can do all of this. I'm just trying to figure out if I do vote for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any allies in the state house. I mean, you know, you're not sufficiently entrenched in state politics that you can call in favors or
isn't that
call
wonderful?
On your allies. Fair enough. So now, we've got this renegade who's going to fix it. And all I'm saying is, if I'm going to go with a renegade, he'd better have a plan.
Well, I do have a plan. ManCalForGovernor.com.
Okay, that's a start.
By the way, your reaction is exactly what the right reaction.
That's a URL.
Yeah,
not a plan. Okay, we'll pause. By the way, I want to read from our text messages.
Oh, no.
People are afraid to call in to talk to you, but they're happy to text to me.
I'm here for them.
Is there a party per se that you will be a party to then?
I don't even know if it exists, but yeah, it's my party. It's the Freedom Party.
Is that what you
call it? I feel like Austin Powers. It's my party, baby. Right now, I'm calling it the Freedom Party. And you know, John, I really, there's no ego here. EGO, edge got out. I don't need to get on during your soap operas like Pritzker did for hours every day. I don't want any of that. I want less of me and more of the people. And, I don't care what color you are. I don't care what party you're part of. I'm going to cut the gas tax in half. Yes, I can do this. I've met the best of the best. I have the best of the best. It will help me. This can be a great state again. I would cut the gas tax in half. You always have the sensation or the feeling.
You would ask the legislature to cut the gas tax.
And I would get it done, too.
See, that's what I was talking about earlier. If you can cut the gas tax in half and
I'm going to do
and
it.
Kids who need services and roads that need to get repaired still get repaired, I'll vote for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you're going to do.
Do you think it's some do you think it's a noble thing to pay exorbitant taxes? The highest in the country. No, I'm serious.
Your Honor, that's a leading
question. These toll booths were put in until the roads were paid for. And here they are. We keep getting lied to. You're told your whole life, turn right on red, turn right on red, turn right on red, get a ticket now, $100 ticket, and your insurance goes up. There's too much gotcha in Illinois. And brother, that's why the Illinois exodus has happened. I will end that when I'm governor. People want to come home again.
I'm going to read you some texts.
Your kids will come back to see you, John.
I'm going to read
That's
some
how great it's going to be.
You give me the, you give me your shortest answers to the following questions.
I understand.
Some of them are gigantic.
May I say something before we begin?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. God is doing something funny to me.
What's that?
I got Hannity tonight, lots of hair. Vittert last night, lots of hair. Yeah. You have the greatest hair in radio. You should not be. Okay, anyway.
Okay, I'll vote for you. I'm going to do that to everybody.
Give me a baby to shake and a dog
I
to kiss or something.
You've got great hair.
Yeah. You do have great hair.
Their campaign. 708. Curious, what did your guests think about the insurrection on January the 6th?
You know, it's interesting because I got a phone call.
Short answer.
Yeah, short answer. Not much. Like most Americans, they care about their heating bill and their gas prices, so not much.
You don't have a strong position about that? You're not here to say that was wrong, what those people did?
I'm not here to say anything because I'm not running to be president. I'm not running for any of that. That has, it's just not something that, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of charities that want you to do this and that. And I nobody was more charitable than I am, but I can't care about everything and I can't care about every issue.
This guy babbles more than Trump, not one coherent answer to any question. 414 says, please tell Mancow, if it doesn't work in Illinois, come up to Wisconsin. We would love that attitude up here. and 269. So what's his plan again?
Well, that's what's happening. I mean, that's people are going to, you know, people don't want to leave. They love this place, but they're forcing us out of here.
708. Yeah. Did he vaccinate his kiddos that was required by the governor? I presume you're not going to answer that.
Well, I don't use my children as props. I'm just not going to do it.
Mancow states vaccines are a personal choice, and if you're vaccinated, whether I am or not, it's not your concern. That's absurd. Please, he's denying scientific facts. You have a response to that?
Well, look, am I going to change that person's mind?
How about this? He wants the Fraternal Order of Police nutcase to be our mayor. He was kidding, right? Were you kidding when you said that?
I was half joking. I do get a kick out of him, and I like people that have a personality. I like people that don't just speak political speak, that speak truth to power.
I'm voting for Mancow. He speaks the truth that people don't want to hear. The next text says, escort him out.
Well, I have an escort. Thank you.
But that's where I think you are. I think that's the place that you'll occupy in the political sphere if you do maintain a campaign through November. And that is, we'll have the traditional candidates saying the traditional things, and then we'll have the Mancow show again, and people will be entertained by it. The question is, will they vote for it? And the bigger question is, if he wins, can he really do anything? So what's your thought?
My thought is... Well, to what specifically?
I don't know.
Yeah. look, this is great fun. Again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say in this climate. Someone's going to be upset. I gave up worrying about that a long time ago. I have my detractors. I get it. I also have millions of fans. They are legion. I have a big group of people that have urged me to do this. I heard what they said, and I'm stepping up to the plate.
Do you have a financial backer? How are you going to fund your campaign?
Yeah, you know, this is interesting because I'm not willing to sell my soul. I'm not willing to pay off the Republican Party and sell my soul. I'm not willing to, I'm just not willing to do it. $250,000 to $350,000, how do you fight it? How do you fight, and that's from the Republicans, how do you fight J.B. Pritzker's billions? I don't know.
I think there's something offensive about the amount of money that politicians pay to get elected and reelected.
Yeah. So far, I've spent zero. The script is for, and it's scripted, like a good wrestling match. But, you know, I believe the script is for JB to win with double digits. He wants to be president. And maybe through grassroots effort, I don't have the money to spend, but maybe name recognition and a lot of goodwill that I've built up in this city, a miracle can happen.
I suppose what you say, I think also would resonate really well downstate. You know, people are angry at Illinois. Across the state, but nowhere more so than south of Springfield, south of I-80.
Yeah, but I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken, brother. I lived through this. You've been. How long have you been in Chicago?
30 years, 20 years.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Used to live right, 233 Swacker. Is that it right there?
And this is 303.
I lived on this block. I lived there for years. I mean, can you believe what's happened? Can you believe our city? You are here in the heart of this city talking to these people.
Why aren't you running for mayor then? Now that would make sense. Run for mayor.
Okay, then you'll back me. You'll be my campaign manager.
You're really working hard on my vote. You're going to need more than my vote. But I mean, so answer that question. Why did you decide to run for governor?
You could have been on the city council.
You could have run for mayor. Mayor would have been your
choice. Yeah.
Run for mayor. That would be my advice.
The party came to me and said, run against Susana Mendoza, who you know is a liar. She lied to me so much. You can get that. We'll guarantee that position for you. I'm not looking just for any position. I want to be the governor.
Who came to you and said run for that?
Yeah, that's you know how it is.
No, I don't.
Backroom stuff, you know.
All right. We're out of time.
No, that was a guy named Jack Franks, who was one of Hillary's campaign people, said, why don't you run against Susana Mendoza? That's an easy win. Nobody likes her. You can win. I'm not looking for an easy win.
Well, good luck to you, Mancow. We will invite the incumbent to come on the show and tell us how he thinks he should get our vote again.
Can I say one quick thing?
Yeah. And then I got
to
go.
I understand. I grew to dislike radio. I couldn't listen to this station because why do you have David Hochberg? They should advertise with me. You know, it was business. This station, I've fallen in love with radio again. Your Sinatra show, your show, Surratt. I love the old-time radio shows. I hadn't loved radio for a long time, and I want to thank you for that.
That's nice of you to say. I think we're doing it well.
Yeah, man.
I think we're doing
it. I love the jingle. I love the jingles back. I love the big sound of the station. I'm telling you, you're doing it right. And I admire that.
That's Eric Mankow-Muller. He's running as an independent. He wants to be governor of Illinois. Thanks for coming in our studio.